Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
That's Lockwood Smith, and he'll be back in the House on Tuesday, along with his colleagues who've been elected to sit as MPs in New Zealand's 50th Parliament. The 121 MPs, one fewer than in the last Parliament, will be sworn in on Tuesday. Then Lockwood Smith, back as a list member in this Parliament, will presumably be nominated for election to his second term as Speaker. The election of his deputy and assistant speakers may follow on Wednesday, after the state opening at 11 a.m. and speech on the throne, delivered by the Governor-General but written for him by the government. The procedure is based on centuries-old British tradition that, among other things, prohibits the Queen's representative from setting foot in the debating chamber. Find out more from our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz, or Parliament's official website at parliament.nz. Although MPs don't take their seats until next week, they've been moving into their offices in the parliamentary complex, and the 25 of them who are brand new to the place have been shown the ropes, as the Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, explains.
What has happened over the 2 days of the program is that the members have had an opportunity to go into the House and speak. They've had a mock question time, and that is really to provide them with the opportunity to get used to the House, what it feels like, and the sound system there before they make their maiden speeches.
Changes in the number and size of the parties have created some logistical challenges.
The Green Party has increased in size, so it needs more space within the parliamentary complex, and we've got a new party of a reasonable size, the New Zealand First Party, with 8 members to be housed. So that means that other members and staff have to move to find them a space within Parliament for their members' offices, their support staff and their caucus rooms.
Mary Harris said the induction program also covered some wider aspects of being a Member of Parliament.
We also look to focus on what it means to be a Member of Parliament, what is their role as a Member of Parliament, because obviously most of them are not going to be ministers, and their role is as parliamentarians, as lawmakers, as scrutinisers of government activity, and as representatives of their electorate, but also representatives of the public interest, and how they balance that as representatives of the people and the public interest. And it's quite a challenge at this time when there are such high expectations of direct public input through the social media and things like that.
Clerk of the House, Mary Harris. Among the new MPs is Brendan Horan, one of 8 elected on the New Zealand First Party vote. He told Rhys Lyon he was impressed by the friendly welcome.
Well, first of all, it's actually about getting in and meeting key people in the key roles within Parliament that are there to assist with the flow of information. So that's really important, knowing who to approach, where to get what we need, and also making sure we have the right technology. So now we're in a paperless society within there, and the handheld broadband-enabled devices are ubiquitous. So they've issued us with iPhones and iPads. And, it's also wonderful how friendly the people in parliamentary services are, how welcoming they are to everybody, regardless of what party you're in. And so that was very nice, because coming from a campaign trail where you see a lot of people being quite immature about party politics, it's really nice to go into an environment where the people on the ground floor and the people that matter are there to make a difference and help everybody make a difference in a positive way.
You didn't find it like a first week at boarding school or O week at university?
No, not at all. Winston's already given us a pretty good grounding. And so whereas other MPs might be new and green, we're just new.
You're confident now that you know where everything is, you're not going to get lost around there?
No, we're all very good at orienteering. And you know what? It's amazing with these iPads, you just download an app that has a compass, so no problem at all.
Sure.
Actually, also download floor plans as well, if you like. So there's no excuse for anybody getting lost in Parliament.
Brendan Horan speaking to Rhys Lyon about being in the 50th Parliament, which, according to parliamentary historian John Martin, has some special significance.
New Zealand has had an unbroken run of parliaments since 1854. That is relatively unusual amongst countries. It's amongst the top 10 countries with a continuously operating parliament that has never been broken by war or by political or civil strife of any kind. So since Parliament began in 1854, we've had a continuous run of parliaments, and we've now reached the 50th.
parliamentary historian John Martin. So it's eyes down for a full house, starting at 11 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.